Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to preach, and I pray you fill me with the Holy Spirit and preach what people need to hear, and that they can use this to help win souls. Amen. In Jesus' name I pray. So the title of my sermon is Preach the Gospel with All Confidence. And in Acts 28:31, God's Word says, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence. And so the word confidence, one definition is trusting in the veracity of another person. And veracity is like truthfulness. And in the dictionary, it says it's actually a person that has a habitual observance of truth. So somebody that's constantly telling the truth, that's their nature, right? They're believable, they're trustworthy, it's veracity. And so my first point is preaching with confidence makes you trustworthy, believable, and then you're a more effective soul winner. You know, there was four people that had to preach the gospel to me over 3 years to get me to the point where I believed. And they were very patient, kind, loving, and humble. And I was, you know, I wasn't having any of it. That first person that preached the gospel, I was arguing with him. And if one of you guys were standing there, you would have said, this guy's probably not ever going to get saved. I mean, I was just like, I wasn't having any of it. I was not polite. But, you know, he was humble. And the thing is, he was very confident about what he was saying. And completely confident in his beliefs. And so that made me think, you know, there's maybe some truth to this gospel in the Bible. And I should consider what these people are saying, right? They're all giving me the same message, and they're all absolutely sure about it. And I should, you know, I should consider this with an open mind, and then that's when I got saved. So their confidence and their faith softened my preconceived ideas about the God in the Bible. Now, of course, you know, confidence can be taken too far. And so watch out for that, because sometimes it can be misread by people as arrogance. I know we're at the door and we say, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? And a lot of times people will say, well, nobody can be 100% sure. And I've seen it at least a couple times where the soul winner will say, well, I'm sure. And then one time I was standing behind him and I raised my hand. And I said, I'm sure too. And the look on that person's face was sort of like a smirk or a disbelief. And when you think about it, put yourself in their shoes. They're probably believing in works-based salvation. And so through that lens of their idea of what it takes to be saved, they're thinking that you and that other person think they're so great that they're holier than thou and that that's how they know they're going to heaven. So, you know, you got to be careful and maybe say something like, well, I know I'm 100% sure I deserve hell, but God made an easy way for us, and we can know how to get to heaven. And so we need to be humble and meek, but still bold, right? We've got to tell people that they're going to hell, otherwise they're not going to get saved. And so turn to Acts 11, verse 24. And my second point is you need to build up your confidence, and just like anything else, first things first, pray about it. Pray for more confidence. You know, we pray for God to fill us with the Holy Spirit. We should also have him fill us with faith and the confidence that comes with that. And in Acts 11:24, it says, for he, who's talking about Barnabas, was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. And so Barnabas, you know, full of faith, and the Bible says that much people were saved. And my point, third point is build your confidence by being prepared to preach the gospel. And in Ephesians 6:15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you can't preach confidently if you're not prepared. And then also in Romans 1:15, so as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. And so as much as in me is, that's like 100% of you. You're ready. You've got that confidence. You know, and sometimes what I like to do is go through my gospel presentation. Like if I'm driving over to the site, I can walk through the different points and what illustrations I'm going to use, and just to have it all, you know, ready, and I'm confident. And sometimes, you know, I look over at people in the car next to me, and I'll see their face, and I'll go, I can preach the gospel to that person. And it's the same thing, I think, when we're at the door, you know, we've got to have that faith and confidence in ourselves that, yeah, I can preach the gospel to this person. I can get this person saved. And that it comes off. You know, people can sense that. And then my last point is, you know, please come out soul winning, even as a silent partner. You know, here's some simple math. 3 + 1 = 2 × 2. And so what that means is if there's three people out soul winning, that's one team. But then you add another person, now you've got two teams. And so more doors get knocked. And so every person counts. And also, you know, and being the silent partner, you know, prayer is really important. We were at a door, and I was preaching, and I was having a rough time. It was dark. I couldn't see, and I was losing my place, and my nerves were starting to get to me. But the person was hung in there, and they prayed to be saved. And then later on, Pat came by and said, boy, you know, I was really praying hard for you, and I was really praying hard for her. And I didn't think about it until the next day. It's like, you know, that probably made the difference. And so, you know, prayer is powerful, right? It moves God's hand. And so we're commanded to preach the gospel. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And also in Matthew 9:37, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And that's certainly where we're at today. And that's, you know, nothing has changed 2,000 years ago. It's the same as it is today. And so to recap, you know, be prepared, be confident, but be bold, humble, and meek. And settle it in your heart that you're going to pick a time and you're going to go soul winning every week. Let's pray. Please pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for a church that does soul winning, and please fill us with the Holy Spirit and faith and confidence to preach your word today in love as we go out. In Jesus' name, amen.